Hey guys, it's Aoife from the Healthy Holiday Kitchen. So I thought I would walk you through my gingerbread decorations. So this recipe basically is broken down into two parts. It's broken down into gingerbread decorations and into a gingerbread house. And the reason I've done that is there's less flour in the gingerbread house, and that's just simply because I used a mold to make the house. Now you don't have to use a mold, but I just thought it gives it a nicer finish and it's much easier than cutting everything out. So that's why there is two lists of ingredients. So you just decide which one you're making and we'll go with that. But both of the recipes are the same in how you prepare it. So to prepare it, you throw all of the dry ingredients into a big bowl and then you put them to one side. And then in a pot, you put the coconut oil and then your choice of sweetener, so either maple syrup or honey or both. And then you let them come to the boil together. Now, this is the fun part. You mix the two together. And for this, I usually just use my hands, because I don't mind getting messy, but that's totally up to you. But it is Christmas, so you might as well just get in there, get your hands in there and get messy with it. And once it's formed a dough, then you can leave it in the fridge for an hour or two if you want. Or if you don't have time or you don't have patience, like myself, then just go straight to rolling. Now, the easiest way to roll is either to put flour onto a countertop or to get some baking parchment and put that down. That just makes the cleanup much easier and it doesn't stick to the surface. But totally up to yourself, and you just flour that then with whatever your choice of flour is. So you roll it out about, I'd say 1 centimeter thick, and then you use whatever shapes you want. I got these brilliant little Christmas shapes from Aldi or Lidl, I think it was, last year, and they were so cheap. I think they were about €3 and they look great. So I just cut out little different Christmas shapes. Now, this is the most important part. Make sure that you make a hole in the top of your decoration. Otherwise, you will not be able to hang it on your tree. I made this mistake last year, I think it was, or the year before, and it was terrible because I just had to eat them all. I know, so bad. But they were delicious, so it was fine. But I had to make another batch, which I was not so happy about. So basically, I used the top of a nozzle, a piping nozzle, to make a little hole in it, but feel free to use a pencil or a pen or a straw or anything like that just to make a little hole in the top just so you can thread through some ribbon afterwards. So then you pop them into the oven at 180 degrees, it should be preheated, or if you're in America, then 320, for 8 to 12 minutes depending on your oven, but basically you want them to be bronzed, bearing in mind that they will continue to harden once they come out of the oven. So once you first take them out of the oven, they're actually still quite soft, but when they cool, they get quite hard. So don't be worried about that they are quite soft still. It's more the colour you're going for. So you leave them to cool and then you decorate them with edible glitter, and I use royal icing to decorate them. Yes, I know that's not refined sugar free, but come on, it's Christmas, and if it's only that little amount, then I think we're doing okay. If we were having an awful lot of it, I would be worried. Now, so they're the gingerbread decorations, and I hang them on my Christmas tree every year. You can also use them as gift tags for your presents, which is a nice idea too. But they will last on your Christmas tree for about 3 weeks. And they don't really last that long in our house, so they usually get eaten beforehand, but they make the house smell really, really lovely as well. So they're one of the first things I make in December, just so I can decorate our Christmas tree with them. And then the next is if you want to make the gingerbread house. So I got this gingerbread mold in Dunn's Stores for €12, which was absolutely amazing. And you can buy them on Amazon as well, and sometimes it'll do them as well. So have a look around. As I said, you absolutely don't have to have a mold. This was just me using a convenient way of doing it, and it came out really, really well. So it's the same method. So once you've made your dough, it's the same for either the gingerbread decorations or for the gingerbread house. The difference is you're going to just paste the gingerbread recipe into the mold. So I use a spatula and just pop it in the oven. Takes about 12 minutes. And that's it, or sorry, 25 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes, depending on your oven. And that's it. And then when it's done, you just sandwich it together with royal icing and decorate with whatever sweets you can find. If you don't want sweets, then you can use different things like dried fruit. And then you can also get little plastic figurines and stuff. I don't know if you can see it very well in the photo, but I actually put a little LED candle inside the house, which looked really cool when the lights were off. It just made the whole house light up and you could see it in the dark, and it was really pretty. But that's it, my darlings. I hope you enjoy, and as always, Merry Christmas!